you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you, we're glad you're here.
Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. That is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11. Some encouragement for you this morning. Encouragement to encourage other encouragers. Well, happy Thursday. It is Joey Kroll. That's right, confusing you on this Thursday. Hope you're having a good day so far. It is June the 7th, 2012. Here we are. Starting the summer, and I'm going to be outdoors this weekend. I'm actually kind of looking forward to it. Every year, we take this camping trip. There's some friends and a church that we go with that has a men's camping trip Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we're going to go. I'm going to go with my 9-year-old, and he and I are going to go put a tent up and have a nice bonfire, go fishing, go on the boat for a little bit, and just really enjoy the outdoors. So this weekend is going to be a little busy because also on Sunday morning, I'm also preaching. So, the last few days, today, tomorrow, and Saturday is just going to be so busy just trying to prepare for the message and go focus on fishing and spending family time and so forth. But keep me in prayer. I feel that God has given me some words of conviction and challenging the church, as I'm going to be focusing on how the church should respond in culture with everything that's going on with civil unions and all this whole stuff that's happening in our culture today. Should the church just sit on by and watch it happen, or should we step up and actually be the salt and the light of the earth? That's going to be a big, challenging, convicting message. So be praying for me on that for Sunday. So, hey, speaking of Sunday, I don't know if you had a chance to look at the Great News Radio event calendar. First Baptist Church of Tolano will be having, will actually be showing the movie Courageous. I don't know if you've seen this movie. It is just a fantastic movie of what it means to be a godly man. And I actually saw this movie Courageous several months ago. I think when it first came out in the theaters, at the end of the movie, I just cried. I just bawled, because it gives you a good visual of what God is calling men to be, not only in their jobs, not only in the church, but most importantly in their family. So First Baptist Church of Tolano will be showing that movie Courageous, a great godly movie. Highly recommend it. On Sunday night, 6 p.m., they're going to have a meal that you're invited to be part of that begins right before the movie at 5, and they invite you to be part of that movie showing. You can give them a call at 217-485-8710. That's 217-485-8710. As our good friends at First Baptist Church in Tolano will be showing that movie, Courageous, Sunday nights at 6 p.m. Well, our devotional today comes from the book of Matthew, and it's about perfume. We'll take a look at that right after this classic hymn, Christ the Solid Rock, right here on Great News Radio.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood. I rest on His eyes.
Probably one of my favorite songs from Church Christ, the Solid Rock. You are listening to Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and I hope you are having a great Thursday. Have you ever been faced on a Sunday morning? Now, let's just be honest and real here, okay? Just you and me, just being completely honest. Have you ever been faced on a Sunday morning when you're about to go to church and you're about to write the offering check? And it just hurts sometimes to the point where you're like, I don't really want to give that full 10% because we got the mortgage due this week, or that big bill is coming in, or man, it's been just a rough month and I don't know if I can just risk it. So I'm just going to give such and such. Have you ever been there to that position before? You know what? I've been there several times before. Several times. Especially before I became a pastor. I used to just, you know what, God, this is my money. So here's $20 and you know, the church already has the money. You know, they already have the money. They don't need my $20 or whatever like that. But I'm just going to give it anyways, you know. Have you ever been in that position before? Lots of us have been. Just trying to let go of that small check or that small offering. So today I would love to entitle this devotional called Why This Waste? And it comes from Matthew chapter 26, verse 6. It says, while Jesus was in Bethany in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, which she poured on his head as he was reclining at the table. When the disciples saw this, they were indignant. Why this waste? They asked. This perfume could have been sold at a high price and the money given to the poor. Aware of this, Jesus said, why are you bothering this woman? She has done a beautiful thing. The poor will always be with you, but you will not always have me. When she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare for my burial. Truly, I tell you, wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. That was from Matthew. John, and I believe it was Mark, also tells the same account that happened. So this woman came in with this very expensive perfume. She broke it and she put it on Jesus's body. Very expensive. Another gospel said that it cost it about a year's wages. The disciples saw this, mainly Judas, jumped up and said, why this waste? Why is she doing this? This is a year's wages. Hello, we could have given this money to the poor, which, you know, he pretty much wanted it for himself. But they asked, why this waste? Why this waste? This is such an expensive jar of perfume. A year's wages. Hello. Like I said, there are three gospels that focus on the story. And the Matthew version says there was a young woman who did this. And John says it was Mary who have done this kind act to Jesus. See, her actions of anointing and wiping Jesus' feet in public was an act of loving extravagance, of spontaneous generosity. See, Webster defines extravagance like this: spending more money than one could afford, or spending foolishly, carelessly, or wastefully, using too much of anything involving expense. See, Mary's deep love and gratitude for Jesus was not expressed by carefully planned and calculated actions of expression. Hers is a love that is full to overflowing with spontaneous, unmeasured giving towards Jesus in response to all that he had done for her and her family. Her loving extravagance and spontaneous generosity towards Jesus was an act of sacrificial giving. You know, as I mentioned earlier, that I used to have the mentality of, you know, this is my money. You know, the church already has my money. They're okay. You know, the church is giving the pastor a nice salary or whatever. I'm okay. But, you know, once I became a pastor, God kind of challenged me. You know, you need to be faithful in your full worship to me and giving 10% what is required of you. And I started. And I'll tell you what, I left my full-time job to go work at this church. And the salary wasn't even near what I was earning before. Wasn't even near. It was like a 60% pay cut. But I wanted to be obedient to what God was calling me to do. And on that small salary that I was getting from my church, I started to give 10%. And it was sacrificial. Oh, it was so sacrificial. It wasn't even funny. It was beyond sacrificial. But most importantly, it was obedience. See, we live in a culture today where people love credit cards. They love credit cards. They love just spending lavishly, just like Mary did, but on the wrong things. We have 11-year-olds walking around with iPhones. Now, I don't want to sound like I'm getting my soapbox here, but what in the world is 11-year-old doing with a $450 cell phone? See, my wife and I, we are grateful, and when we pray, we thank the Lord as much as we can with what we have. We really do. We really do. We may not be like those rich folk, but God has blessed us with some great resources. She has a brand new car. I have a newer car, and we live in a home, and we got a big screen TV. We got a laptop, and, you know, we got a very blessed home. We don't live in a mansion, but we are blessed. And there are some days where I feel that we have too much, that you have too much, compared to those who are in Guatemala, those who are in third world countries fighting over a well of water. Friend, we have too much. We are blessed, blessed beyond measure, blessed. And, you know, we complain when we lose our job, and rightfully so in a sense. I would be frustrated. I would be discouraged when we lose our job or when we lose our car. We get in a car accident, lose it, it's totaled. We can't get a new one. I would also be devastated if we lost our home. As a man, as the head of the home, the priest of the home, the provider of the home, I would be discouraged. I would feel as a failure. I would feel all of that stuff. But even if we lost all of that, we're still richer than most of the world. We still have more than most of the world. See, Aubrey and I, my wife and I, we went to a Christian concert. I think it was last summer. And it was in between bands and groups and so forth, and they had somebody from World Vision come out. And World Vision is a physical provider to third world countries, an emergency assistance, but they do it all in Jesus' name. And I love that organization. So we were sitting down, this was at the Illinois State Fair. So my wife and I, we were sitting down. It was in between Christian groups and so forth. So it was intermission, and somebody, a representative from World Vision, came out and started talking about the need that we have in this world for some of these young children and their families. So they're telling a story. They're showing a picture of this young little boy who barely had any food to eat and struggled to make ends meet. His dad died, or whatever the story was. It was real. It was heartfelt. And nobody was listening to this man. They were all focused on having conversations, texting their friends. They were so busy eating their $7 cotton candies. They were so busy eating their elephant ears and drinking their $5 lemon shake-ups and all that fried food. They weren't even listening to this man who was sharing a need about somebody who didn't have any food. And I had this healthy sense of anger. And today, my wife and I and our kids, we sponsor two children through World Vision. One of them, we can't even pronounce their names. We don't even know how to pronounce that name. But we sponsor two kids above and beyond what we give to our church. And I'm not saying that to boast on us. This has nothing to do of any of that, but we know where our blessing comes from. And we want to give back to God who's given us so much. See, there's churches today that preach that if you give God, he'll give back to you. No, my family and I, we give God because he's given it to us. And it's all part of our worship. So here is Mary, knowing how blessed she was, gave Jesus this expensive perfume, anointed him. Mary was not content with the convenient, minimal requirements. She wanted to give him everything she had. She wasn't interested in half-hearted gesturing. She went all out. She went all out by anointing Jesus with all the perfume, nearly a whole year's wages worth. Her loving, sacrificial example of serving Jesus in this way teaches us that we cannot fix a price on unconditional love. In true love, there is no such thing as a waste. Amen. When you do things unto the Lord, there's no such thing as a waste. Amen. When you work unto the Lord, there's no such thing as wasted time. Amen. When you give money unto the Lord, there's no such thing as wasted money. Amen. True love moves us to act with extravagance and generosity, just like Mary did. Why this waste? The disciples proclaimed. Why this waste? They were focused on the analytical numbers part, but Mary was focused on loving the Lord. Hebrews 9:22 says that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. See, all Jesus had to do, friend, all he had to do was put one drop of blood. All he had to do was put one drop of blood and there's forgiveness to redeem us, sanctify us. That's all he had to do, put one drop of blood and it is finished. But he didn't do that. He came down as a man, gave everything he had. The Bible says that he was on that cross beyond recognition. It didn't even look like a man on that thing. All he had to do is put one drop of blood, but he gave everything he had. Everything he had. He wanted you to know. He wanted you to know that he wanted to lavish you with his love. That is how much Jesus loves you. He gave everything he had for you. The question is, what are you going to give back to him? If you trust God with your eternity, why don't you trust him with your resources? God told the rich young ruler to go sell all your stuff, give it to the poor, and come follow me. And the man walked away, sad and discouraged, because he knew how hard it would be. Friend, I pray that you are not like that rich young ruler. I pray that you say, yes, Lord, here I am. What do you want? What do you want? What are the needs of the church? What are the needs of my community? How can I meet them? How can I be the church to my community? Or are you going to say, why this waste?
All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him. In his presence daily live. And
a heartfelt song. I'll tell you what, I surrender all. That is Selah here on Great News Radio. What a great way of saying, God, I give it all to you. I surrender my life and everything I have unto you, which is very difficult to do and very difficult to say as well. So I surrender all. That is Selah here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. Happy Thursday to you. And thank you so much for letting me spend some time here with you. I look forward to our time each and every Thursday, and it really is a joy. I say this a million times, but it is such a joy to be part of my favorite radio station, Great News Radio. Hey, you can find out more about this radio ministry by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. There's our program guide on there as well, but also information on how to fully support this radio ministry. As you can tell, I don't know if you noticed, we don't play commercials, so we don't spend 20, 25 minutes of commercials each hour. So we fully depend on your prayerful and financial support of Great News Radio. From our electric bill to this expensive equipment that's all around me and these wires, and I don't even know how half this stuff works, but praise God somebody else does. No, just amazing how God has supported this radio ministry throughout the years. So if you feel that God is calling you to be part of this radio ministry, part of the giving family, all our information and an opportunity to give online safely and securely is all at our website at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. .org. Well, friend, thanks again for letting me be part of your Thursday. And don't forget Mr. Mark Burns sitting in this chair tomorrow as part of Mark and Friends for your Friday edition. Well, you enjoy the rest of your day. Until then, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. You enjoy the rest of your day.